Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 491 for Monday, July 27th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were weaker Monday morning, breaking below the psychologically important $500 per ton mark. Values were anywhere from $13 to $16 lower, with the most active November contract down $14.50 at $494.40 per ton. The U.S. soy complex, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed futures were all lower, which contributed to the declines. Traders on both sides of the border are responding to improving soy crop conditions in the U.S. Large funds bailed out of long positions after values triggered technical indicators during their descent. The general outlook for the canola crop in Canada has improved with recent rain. General estimates for the 2015-16 season range from 12.5 million tons to 14.5 million tons, which is still shy of recent levels. The Canadian dollar was higher against its U.S. counterpart, which helped to undermine the market. However, despite the recent moisture last week, CWB Crop Tour reinforced earlier concerns about excessive dryness in the early part of the summer damaging the crop. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 13 to 16 cents lower, with the November contract checking in at $9.49 a bushel. Negative news about China's economy is weighing on the beans, as well stiff competition from South American soybean suppliers is posting a steep challenge to U.S. exporters. However, demand for soy meal is still robust, and old crop supplies from Indiana and Illinois are nearly gone. Corn was 8 to 11 cents lower, with the December contract sitting at $3.91 per bushel. Rains over the weekend in the U.S. Midwest were considered to be beneficial for the crop and bearish for prices. Cattle inventory numbers in the U.S. show the beef herd is expanding, which was bullish. The market was also responding to a report which showed an increase in money managers' net long position for corn. U.S. wheat was 3 cents per bushel lower, with the September contract sitting at $5.08 per bushel. Prices followed corn lower as wheat wants to remain competitive in the feed market. New contract lows are possible with today's price action. The U.S. dollar is weaker, though, which is supportive for values and has helped to limit the losses. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, July 27th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.